Welcome to the FinGen Show. I'm your host, Faris Alami, and this episode is brought to you by Connecting Dots Globally, a nonprofit focused on development of entrepreneurs and leaders that are youth in our communities, since they will be the future of our communities. For more information, visit connectingdotsglobally.org. Thank you so much for being with us today. One of the discussions that I have been coming up much more often than ever before is the question of retail, or I call it place-based entrepreneurship. And one of the things I was asked a long time ago, and many times actually, what are the secrets or the insights that we need to think about when we develop a program for entrepreneurs that are focused on place-based making or retailers? And the first time I was asked, I really had to think about it, because I was like, I never really have taken the time to think through what would it take for a retail store or someone who wants to open a retail store to make it work if you were to facilitate the discussion on this topic. And of course, academically, there are lots of curriculum that you could follow, and they're all awesome. What I wanted to do is, what would it take from my perspective? And the communities that we work with usually are underserved, underrepresented, or marginalized communities. So they don't really have the resources to think through what normal academic year would want you to think through, or time that will want you to go through. So I started reflecting, what would I do or can do to articulate this in a way for the entrepreneurs who are joining those programs to shave some of the times that they will have to go through pain and suffering, or I like to call it burning holes of cash, burning cash in holes. So therefore, or shave maybe a month or two from their startup to get them rolling. And what I learned through the reflection, there was really one thing that they all need to do. Now, again, you don't have to agree with me. I'm just hoping that it'll inspire you to think about it. And that is merchandise, merchandise, merchandise. I'm going to unfold these ideas in a few minutes and maybe in a few episodes, but I wanted to just bring it up to your attention. Merchandise, merchandise, merchandise is the answer that I gave to the question, what would a retail curriculum for entrepreneurs opening a store need to look like? And I said, it needs to focus on those concepts. Initially, I was thinking, how am I going to do that, right? What could go into it? And it became really simple, because most of the stores that I worked in, whether I started them or I went in to turn them around, they were really focused on everything else but the merchandise. An example of that, one of the stores I worked with, they had their best products all the way in the back of the store. And the reason why they did that, because they thought the customers have to go all the way to the back of the store to get it. And in the process, the customers will have to see everything else in the store that they might want to buy. And that mentality works for maybe a grocery store. I'm saying that it doesn't work. It just worked for a grocery store, but it didn't really work for the upscale hair salon skin services, right? The people who came knew exactly what they wanted. They wanted to come in and leave right away, or they came with kids and things like that. So the observation of what happens allowed us to make modifications to make a big impact on the sales, as well as the big impact on the customer's service, as well as a big impact on the customer satisfaction, as well as on the impact of what the customer is receiving as far as product and services that they were looking for. So let's focus on this merchandise. The first merchandise I usually say is, what merchandise are you selling, right? So what are the merchandises that you have in the store? So this is where you're thinking about brands, types, kinds, price point, all those things is part of the merchandise that you will have in the store. The second merchandise question is about, how do you merchandise it within the store, right? Do you organize in a way that makes sense to you or to the customer? And the third question about merchandising is about, what stories does the merchandise tell the customers when they come to the store? Each display, each fixture, what is it telling? These ideas are really big concepts. And on the surface, it looks like that's really easy for us. I can do that. Sure, my experience has been that it takes 3 to 6 to 9 months to really get some of these concepts down and practicing and doing them in your retail store before you unfold them. You might say, first, opening a restaurant, that's not, we have no merchandise. Actually, you do. Seating is merchandising, right? And then the food, and then the service that comes with it, right? These are all part of the merchandise concept that I'm unfolding here. Let's take a break and come back and unfold some of these ideas about merchandising for those entrepreneurs who are starting a business with what I call place-based entrepreneurship. Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Faris Alami, and today we're discussing supporting entrepreneurs who want to open a place-based business, such as a retail store. And one of the things that I've talked about here today is about merchandising, which in my opinion, one of the key factors for you to open a store or a place-based entrepreneurship business. So we talked about the merchandise. So now let's break them a little bit more details. And when we're saying what kind of merchandise are you bringing, you have to think about who's your customer, right? So a lot of is connected to everything else. Who's your customer? So if you are focusing on attracting a specific type of customers, you have to focus about what's the merchandise look like? Who are you merchandising it from? If you're trying to say, I want to sell things in Michigan or for whatever country you're from or whatever city you're in, then you have to find those merchandise that belongs from that place. You can't sell merchandise that does not come from that area. If you're focused on high-end products or high-end service, it's got to be the same. And then how you merchandise in the store, you have to understand your customers. So the example I use here is I worked in a retail store. Initially, the person had all of their shampoo and conditioners all the way in the back of the store because they knew that everybody will come for those. But in the process, they're going to go run through all the skincare and hopefully they'll buy something or two. And then as I started listening to people and hearing what they're doing, I realized that they actually wanted to come buy more, but because of the product all the way in the back, they usually came with kids running around, and then they had to like really rush and sometimes not even have time to say anything except just ring it up, here it is. And then they wanted to walk out because the kids were running around. And the fixtures were actually somewhat dangerous because they were all made of, you know, material that was not friendly for kids. So once we started seeing that, we learned, okay, let's merchandise this product somewhere different. So we took it and moved it to the front of the store right away when you walk in. As a matter of fact, you don't even have to come in. You could actually spend all your time right out in the front and have the kids even outside the store because you still have an eye on them. We have glass windows. And then you could see what they're doing and you could just take your time doing whatever you want. And that one product line that we moved from the back to the front went roughly from $50,000 in sales a year to almost $250,000 in a matter of 3 to 4 months. And I'm using that not to say brag about look what I did. I'm using that for an example for you to think about merchandising, not only what the merchandise is, where do you merchandise it is key. And the third component I talked about is what story does it tell? So in this case, we use the skincare to talk about skin in general, like from your head to toe, taking care of your skin. So we had displays about for your face, displays about your hands, display for your feet, display for the rest of your body, right? And each one of those stories communicated without me having to tell the customer, by the way, if you're thinking about taking care of your face, you want to think about this, you know, the exfoliator, you want to think about the moisturizer, you might want to think about daily cream, whatever story we wanted to tell them, right? If it was winter, we modified it a little bit now to say extra heavy cream to keep it moist and not dry, right? Whatever the story is, keep modifying it. So please think about when you're opening these stores about merchandise. What's the merchandise? Where do you merchandise it within the store? And what story is the merchandise telling the customers when they walk in? I hope that this will help you unfold some of these ideas for your business. For those who are in service business and you have a retail storefront, you might want to think about the services. I mentioned the restaurants, the seating, where they're seated, how they're seated, and of course the food. What are you serving? Who, you know, when you serve it and how you serve it is all part of it. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Faris Alami. Until the next episode, this is the FinGen Show.